Blog Talk Radio.
Michael, are you there?
Hello, Michael. Hello, Michael.
You hear me?
Hello.
Hey, John, you there?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. I'm your host, John Kuzma. I'm with Michael Gelb here. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
I'm doing good. So you're currently relocating from Atlanta to Orlando, right?
That's correct. I feel a little bit under the weather today, so my voice might be a little bit scratchy, but I'm ready to go and excited to get this started. So.
Okay. Like I said, you're moving from Atlanta to Orlando. I know you're probably excited to talk about some football, as you make your way down there. You know, we wish you the best, but let's start talking about, some of the stuff going on around the league. First thing we have up today is the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously the biggest thing with the Chiefs is they're transitioning from Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes. I think, you know, they have a lot of talent to optimize this guy's abilities with players like Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and then they bring in Sammy Watkins. Kareem Hunt's looking even better, too. Just tell me what you think about the Chiefs, and go ahead and start us off.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the Chiefs so far is they've got, like you said, they got a bunch of weapons around Patrick Mahomes. I was a big fan of him coming out of the draft. I thought him going to Kansas City and sit behind Alex Smith for a year, that's a great situation for him. He's got a huge arm. I think they're going to make a lot of big plays this year. They got speed all over the field. Kareem Hunt, Tariq Hill, Travis Kelce, like you said. And now Sammy Watkins is just deep threats everywhere. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of explosive plays. And I think Andy Reid, who does an excellent job of developing quarterbacks, I think he's going to make Patrick Mahomes the real deal. Now, I don't know if necessarily be this year, but in the upcoming future, I think we're going to see Patrick Mahomes as one of the better quarterbacks in the league if developed correctly, which Andy Reid does very well. Now, if you're going to look at the defensive side of the ball, the Chiefs the last few years have been known for having good defenses, but they kind of fell off a little bit last year, and they traded Marcus Peters to the Rams. So there's going to be some questions on the defensive side of the ball, depending on what Andy Reid can figure out. I believe that the coach who went to the Chiefs defensive coordinator, do you remember?
You cut out for a minute. You say the defense coordinator left?
Yeah, the coach for the Bears. He came from the Chiefs, Matt Nagy.
Oh, that was the offensive coordinator. I almost said Ryan Nagy. It's Matt Nagy, right?
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. So, yeah, they're going to have some questions on the defense side of the ball, and obviously Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback, is going to be their biggest question mark. But they've got the talent around him to succeed. You know, that division, it's a good division, but it's not amazing. I think they're going to be able to compete. They've got a lot of talent. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they do this year.
Okay. So the thing is, for me and the Chiefs, can Reggie Ragland replace Derek Johnson? Because Derek Johnson, you know, if you followed his career, yeah, he's getting a little bit older. He's probably losing a step now, but that guy was good for a very long time. Then, like you said, Marcus Peters gets traded away. I know he's a little bit dysfunctional in the locker room, but from a playmaking standpoint, what a player. So to have him walk out the door, they're going to have to be able to turn the page past that. I heard they got Amerson from the Raiders, so maybe that helps cut down on the loss a little bit. But still, there's some things they got to get past, but I think they're good enough talent-wise where they're going to be what they've always been, and they actually have a shot to be better if Mahomes pans out, so we'll see. The next thing up we have is the Dolphins. Just go ahead and start us off about the Dolphins and everything you think about what they have going on down there.
So, to me, the last few years, the Dolphins have kind of been like the team where if a guy just wanted to get paid, whether they fit in their scheme or not, they would go to Miami. Like an example, like Ndamukong Suh was there. You know, they had a lot of talent on this roster, but it just didn't really mix and match well. Tannehill's coming back off the ACL injury. A lot of question marks there. He's never been great. You know, he's always been one of those serviceable guys that can probably get you 6 wins, no more, unless you got a good team around him. They don't have Jay Ajayi anymore. Now they're running with Kenyon Drake. Their offensive line, okay. You know, they don't have Jarvis Landry anymore. I just don't see a big year for the Dolphins. I'm really excited that they got Minkah Fitzpatrick, the safety slash corner from Alabama. He's an excellent leader. He's one of the – they said about him at Alabama that he's one of the only players that can actually make Nick Saban smile. So they love him in that locker room. They said he's almost like a player coach out there. So they kind of need to move into like a new culture shift. You know, they kind of brought in Jay Cutler. You know, everybody knows Jay Cutler's just that lackadaisical, sluggish guy. You know, a lot of the guys there were – it just didn't really fit well. They got a lot of improvements to do. And with Tannehill, you know, is Tannehill an improvement over Jay Cutler? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of question marks there. I like Adam Gase as a coach, but he's just – he doesn't have a lot of work with here. So I believe it up to you, but what do you guys think of the Dolphins?
I mean, they actually brung in some free agents. You know, you get Danny Amendola, Albert Wilson, Frank Gore. No one I really love, but I mean, I can see they're trying to take steps in the right direction. But, I you know, as good as Adam Gase is X and O's wise, you know, just – on such a short notice, shipping out Jay Ajayi, I just don't like moves like that because I feel like it's almost like a passive-aggressive approach. And it's kind of – it's not good because Adam Gase is such a good play caller. He's too good of a play caller to kind of alienate his team a little bit. And, you know, maybe Danny Amendola, Albert Wilson, and the rest of the guys there – pick things up a little bit, but losing Jarvis Landry, the fire and competitive nature that Jarvis Landry brings to the game, I think they're going to miss that a little bit. I think they're going to miss Sue a little bit. You know, who is the defense? And Robert Quinn, isn't that who they got for the Rams?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a nice pickup, but still losing Sue hurts. I agree with you 100%. I don't think this team's going anywhere anytime soon. So we'll see. Minkah Fitzpatrick, they said he's lining up everywhere all over the field. I mean, he's a great football player. We saw that in college, but where's he going to solidify himself at the NFL level? I would rather have a guy that just stands out at one position than a guy that's playing a little bit of weak side linebacker, corner, and safety. So we'll see. I'm right there with you on that one. I don't see them going anywhere anytime soon. Really, the last topic we have is the Seahawks. You know, Seattle is trying to turn the page from Michael Bennett, Richard Sherman, and Jimmy Graham, who all left this offseason. Just go ahead and talk to me about the Seahawks and let me know what you got.
So, like you said, they lost Sherman, they lost Michael Bennett, they lost Jimmy Graham. But the biggest question mark going into this offseason with the Seahawks was the offensive line. And now going into the season, the biggest question mark they have is still the offensive line. I mean, we saw Russell Wilson was making unbelievable plays, just scrambling and running for his life all year last year. They couldn't run the ball to save their lives. It was Russell Wilson just making something happen. And the first round they drafted Rashad Penny, the running back out of San Diego State, who I liked as a prospect, but I had a third-round grade on him. He's more of a kind of a gadget guy, and they dropped him in the first round to kind of be that three-down back. Now, he can be it, but he's going to need some help. And that offensive line is one of the worst in the league. They didn't I think they drafted, like, a guy in a mid-round, a tackle or a guard or something. But it was a decent offensive line class, and I remember sitting there watching the draft thinking, all right, Seattle, when are you going to get somebody? When are you going to get an offensive lineman to help Russell Wilson, help the running game? You just drafted a running back in the first round, you got to help him. And they just did it. They didn't help the offensive line. And so they lost some playmakers on defense. And it's almost as if the team is just going to be run by Russell Wilson and say, hey, here's the ball. Do everything you can. Try to win as many games by yourself as you can. They're kind of in a sticky situation, and they didn't help. They didn't really improve on what they needed to do this offseason.
I thought the same exact thing. Like, you know, they got, who'd they get? Dwayne Brown at left tackle from the Texans. He helped a little bit, I think, at left tackle. But, you know, Penny, I thought they reached on Penny. They went a little bit soon. Like you said, they didn't address the offensive line enough. You know, ever since that Jimmy Graham for Max Unger trade, they've never really been very good up front. Russell Wilson, very athletic guy. I like that Pete Carroll took a risk and started him, like, you know, whenever they implemented him into the starting lineup. But they've been playing a little bit of backyard football where he's kind of making the most of broken plays. And, yeah, he's leading the NFL in touchdowns. But I just think from, like, a rhythm and timing standpoint and as far as structure and coordination goes, you really want to be with, like, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers type. You know, and Aaron Rodgers is a little bit more mobile than Tom Brady and Matt Ryan are, but I would prefer to have that pocket passer over Russell Wilson. I know a lot of people hate that take, but that's just how I feel. And what's Penny going to be? Is Penny going to come in and actually be a superstar, or does he just end up being that third round talent like you projected him to be? You know, I think that's going to be a big thing too. Is there anything else you want to add about the Seahawks?
Well, I want to say Russell Wilson, you lead in the league in touchdowns. Just imagine if his people could block for him and they could run the ball. Imagine how much better you would be. Actually give him some time.
True.
The thing about Rashad Penny is, to me, he's, like I said, he's that gadget guy, and he's not really an in-between the tackles type of runner. You know, how many actual three-down backs do we have in the NFL that actually do play all three downs? We don't have many. Even guys that look at, like, Devontae Freeman for the Falcons, he's a three-down back, but they still use him and Tevin Coleman. They pair them up together, a little duo. Seahawks don't even have that, and Rashad Penny is nowhere near as good as, you know, as Devontae Freeman. So, I was like, good for him. He got drafted in the first round, but it's not a good situation for him. I mean, you're going to see a lot of runs where he just runs right. He runs 1 yard and just runs up the offensive lineman's butt and goes down. It's just nothing's going to happen. So, no. A lot of question marks there.
Is he like their Marshawn Lynch, though? Can he be that Marshawn Lynch who they've been missing since he left, you think? Or
not a big back, that's the thing. He's more of a...
He's like a scat back?
Yeah, he's like a scat back. He's going to be great in you know, receiving situations. He does the kickoff returns and stuff like that. When he's in space, he's very good. And he can run in between the tackles. I will say that. He can run, but that's not what he's best at. He's not going to just run you over. That's not what he does. So it doesn't – he's almost like a polar opposite of Marshawn Lynch.
So you think maybe they're going with like a Kamara, Alvin Kamara approach, where they're using Wilson and shotgun so much that they thought, let's bring in Penny, a guy that can play well out of shotgun, you know, making plays in space and things like that. Maybe that was their thinking.
That's probably what it was. I know a lot of teams are looking for that next Kamara. A lot of people thought when the Patriots drafted Sony Michel, they said, oh, he's the next Alvin Kamara. Everybody wants the next Kamara, and he can be it. But another thing, the Saints can block. You know, Saints also have Mark Ingram, the pair.
True.
You can't just say, oh, Alvin Kamara's the greatest running back ever because he's doing this all by himself. He's not. He's got a lot of help. So Rashad Penny's got the talent, but he's gonna need help, and right now they just don't have it.
Okay, Michael Gallo, I appreciate it as always. That's all we have today. I'm John Kuzma. Check out Michael Gallo's personal project. It's gonna be called The Betting Blueprint. It's coming out soon through EndZoneBlog.com. Also check out our Twitter at EndZoneBlogNFL. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, we'll see you later, man.
Yep. Take care.